You know, a lot of people are preparing for the famine that's coming because they know, they see fertilizer prices already skyrocketing. They know that fertilizer comes from natural gas and that urea is involved in the process, right? And natural gas creates urea. I mean, Haber-Bosch process, the whole thing. I don't want to go through all the chemistry here. You know, ammonia, urea, fertilizer, nitrogenous fertilizers, etc. Okay, you get it. You know that crop yields are going to plummet later this year, and that by Thanksgiving, millions of Americans will be standing in line at food banks trying to get something to eat because they won't be able to afford food. Food scarcity will worsen, even in wealthy nations, but especially impacting low-income nations. You know this, right? So a lot of people are preparing, and that makes a lot of sense. But this isn't even the worst scenario, by far. What really happens that destroys the global food supply is when this war goes nuclear. Because Israel is almost certainly going to end up launching nukes. Some think they may have already done so. I'm not sure about that. But it's rumored that they have, I don't know, 150 nukes or something in that range. I don't know the yield of those nukes. But how many does it take, you know? Once they start launching nukes against Iran, which seems like a certainty, because Israel is losing badly right now, they're getting bombed to smithereens, and a lot of their high-level officials have already been killed, possibly Netanyahu, although that's not confirmed yet. But they're going to use nukes. And when they do, guess what? Russia and China and Pakistan and North Korea, all of which have nukes, they get very, very active in stopping Israel. I wouldn't be surprised if one of them nuked Israel just to shut the whole thing down. You know, oh, you use nukes? We're going to end this with one more nuke over Tel Aviv, and we're going to destroy the Epstein Empire here to stop the nuking of planet Earth. I could see that logic from China or Russia or even North Korea. And by the way, Kim Jong-un has promised to provide nuclear weapons technology to Iran immediately. And of course, Russia could easily provide nuclear weapons technology, and Iran itself is highly capable. They probably already have nuclear weapons technology because that's a country that has a much higher average IQ than the United States, by the way, and much higher levels of education, far better engineers and mathematicians compared to typical Americans. So, you know, they can build nuclear weapons. They can build nuclear weapons, which means they can reply. They can reply to Israel's nukes with their own nukes. Iran could nuke the U.S. Navy. Iran could nuke Israel. Iran could nuke U.S. military bases or the countries that host them. Talk about mass obliteration of infrastructure. Yeah, that's exactly what could happen. Now, I mentioned food. I want you to think about the climate effects of nuclear weapons being used, because this is where things get ugly. When you have the climatological impacts of, you know, high-yield nuclear weapons being used in the Middle East, you need to understand that the impacts are global. Now, we can't really predict exactly what's going to happen. You know, even weather modeling is not that accurate. But overall, we know a few things. Number one, if there's a large number of nukes detonated, then a significant amount of particulate matter can be ejected into the upper layers of Earth's atmosphere, including the stratosphere. And for a period of roughly 1 year, this can dim the sun. This can function as a global cooling or global dimming mechanism. And this can cause, of course, a lack of photosynthesis and lower temperatures, which means shorter growing seasons all over the world. And that means reduced crop yields. So just setting off these weapons in the Middle East, even if you're not impacted by the radiation, let's say in North America or Canada, whatever, you could still be impacted by shorter growing seasons. And that would hit Canada hard and also Western European countries like Germany or Spain or the UK, etc., which already have very limited growing seasons just because of their latitude, you know, their distance from the equator. Secondly, this radiation combined with the particulate matter can cause extreme variations in weather-related events. So you could see freezes that are far worse and longer in duration. You could see droughts that are longer in duration. You could see floods that are longer in duration. In other words, dial up the extreme gauge on weather patterns all around the world. And that's going to destroy many crops. It's going to reduce yields. It's going to reduce output, etc. So that's coming if this thing goes nuclear. In addition to that, then there can be nuclear radiation fallout. And this fallout will primarily affect areas just downwind from the detonation sites, but that can be hundreds of kilometers. And those areas will be rendered unusable for agriculture or for water or even for, you know, cattle grazing for centuries. Yeah, about three centuries, actually, because of the cesium-137 fallout, which has a half-life of 29 years, I believe. And you have to have 10 half-lives before you can consider it to be mostly gone. Until then, you could render large areas of agriculture completely unusable. And if you know anything about the geography of the Middle East, you know that agricultural areas there are pretty sparse and highly valued. Some of them off the coasts of the Eastern Mediterranean, for example, highly, highly valued. Even areas of Lebanon, for example, right? You can grow food in Lebanon, but not all of Lebanon. You know, same thing. You can grow food in Gaza, but not all of Israel. You can grow food in parts of Iran, but not all of Iran. You can grow food in parts of Pakistan, but not all of Pakistan, right? There are green strips through that area, or sort of, what's the best way to say it? Sort of agricultural areas that benefit from more rainfall or runoff. But those areas are pretty sparse. And so if you start to unleash nukes across the Middle East, you're going to destroy the food supply for a lot of nations in that area, possibly Jordan. It could affect Egypt. It could easily affect the Gulf states, Qatar, Kuwait, UAE, Bahrain, etc., even Iraq, almost all of which currently depend on food being brought in via the Strait of Hormuz on ships. Some of those countries depend 80 or 90% on those ships. And so you're going to have, you're going to have famine. And then you're going to have increased pressures on the food that can be produced. And yet, food production, even in America or in Europe, is going to be sharply reduced because of the lack of energy. Because if this whole war goes nuclear, you're going to end up with more energy infrastructure being destroyed, possibly in Qatar, the natural gas infrastructure, possibly in other countries, oil infrastructure, oil transfer ports, and maybe the shipping vessels themselves. There aren't that many LNG tankers that exist in the world, and about half of them are trapped in the Persian Gulf right now. One nuclear weapon, you lose half the LNG tankers, or whatever you call them, transport ships, you lose half of them from the entire world in a millisecond. That can happen. And then what are you going to do? Right? Then we're going to go through a decade of famine and starvation and economic collapse. Seriously. And nobody's ready for that. Nobody's ready for that. You know, even having a 1 year supply of storable food doesn't cut it. You're going to have to grow. You're going to have to grow a lot of food. And that's not easy. And that can't be done everywhere. And that's going to be more difficult because of the radical weather caused by the fallout from the nuclear weapons, etc. So if this thing goes nuclear, then buy all the food you can. Buy all the seeds you can. Make sure you've got your own water supply if you can. If this thing goes nuclear, humanity is screwed. And billions will not survive after, for very long. I mean, months or years. Billions will die. Not from the direct nuclear blast themselves, but from all these other effects that I'm talking about here. Mass starvation, weather radicalization, plus also economic collapse combined with revolts, social upheaval, civil war, attempted coups in various countries, maybe even the United States, certainly in some European countries, maybe in some South American countries, maybe in Southeastern Asian countries, who knows? Instability will lead to chaos, and that's where all of this is headed. So think about that. Trump started this war that could end the world as we know it, and he did it to appease the Zionist controllers in Israel. And in doing so, he betrayed America, and he betrayed humanity. Trump is the ultimate betrayer of the human race and the ultimate betrayer of American patriots. Now, if you want to get some food from us, we've got a supply at the moment. Don't know how long it's going to last, obviously. Don't know if we can get more food. But all this food is available essentially at 2025 prices. And it's all pre-fallout food, right? No radiation. And you can get it at healthrangerstore.com/survival. healthrangerstore.com/survival. Also, you're going to need backup communication supplies, so you better get yourself a satellite phone if you don't already have one. Our sponsor, as you know, is the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. And they've also got solar generators and Faraday bags that can protect against the EMP effects of, you know, nuclear detonations. I'm not saying if you're at ground zero, but if you're farther away, yeah, you can protect against the EMP effects. You can protect your electronics, etc. You can find all of that at SAT123.com. And again, if you want food from us, lab-tested, certified organic, packaged in rugged containers for long-term shelf life, some of the freeze-dried products we have in number 10 cans can last many, 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 many years. I mean, a lot, okay? I don't even want to say how long, but I've eaten that stuff that's over 10 years old and it tasted fresh like it was on day one. That's how long it lasts. Fruits and vegetables and microalgae and soup mixes and things like that, all organic and expertly formulated with clean ingredients. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com. And then you can follow my ongoing commentary and interviews at brightvideos.com. And you can catch my articles and infographics at naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, and I'm wishing you the best during these difficult times. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient a preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear.
But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.